You know, a lot of times you should when you feel resistance about talking about something, you might
is this a coaching moment?
That's a really good. That's actually really good because that's probably you're feeling something about it. So that's probably a time when you're open to process it.
Yeah, you're chewing on your fingernail about this topic, Gina.
Oh yeah, I'm clearly chewing on my fingernail. And as partners, I guess 2-1 outrule. So is that how it works? Something like that.
All right, so Warners, we were trying to figure out a topic to discuss with Gina and Keith.
Oh, by the way, welcome to Women Your Mother Warned You About. I'm Gina.
Yeah, I'm Rachel.
And say hi to Keith.
And I'm Keith.
Yes, hi.
Hi, ladies.
So back to the
subject
at hand.
Surly.
We're trying to settle
surly right now.
Yeah, she's just hang out. You got this. Gina is frustrated with me because we started off microphone to discuss this topic, and then we were like, well, maybe we shouldn't talk about this because it's an uncomfortable topic, one that a lot of people,
and there's a man and women about that.
Don't want to talk about it. Well, most people don't want to talk about it. And
man, Keith talks about things that we don't even know about, like sugaring, and that's a whole nother topic.
So what is the topic, you asked?
I didn't ask, so you can talk about it.
So Rachel, what is the topic?
The topic, ladies and gentlemen, is your period.
Gina
just put her hand over her face.
I was okay, so on this topic.
But okay, let's face it. So women, all women have it for a certain period of time in their life. Most. If you don't have it, you probably should talk to your doctor.
And without it, there wouldn't be things like babies?
Correct.
Thank you. Thank
and
you,
so
Dr.
And so what's
Keith.
Interesting... What's interesting about your period is that it's one of those things that it's wrapped in shame, and men think it's icky.
Not all men.
Mostly
some men
think
it's
icky.
It.
Well, most. Yeah. Well, we'll get to that.
Unless they're calling
and
you a bitch at work.
Most
you're
women.
On your
right. And so there you go. It's kind of it's a weapon. And, you know, I've thought it was icky for a lot of my life, especially when you're a teenager and you're like, what's
we've
happening?
Like, just so you know that, like, all the male listeners, I think, dropped out of the recording.
Well, or they can listen and learn something about it.
Keith is so quiet all of a sudden.
No, I think I'm just waiting to get my words in edgewise. But I'm kind of curious where Gina is going to jump in here because... I mean, it's just a natural part of life. And, right. You know, if we have a show here that's geared toward women, and this is one of the uniqueness of women and the power of cycle and refreshment and starting over. And I mean, I think Rachel, we've talked about it before, the Red Tent, you know?
Yep. Really great book. And it's, it's basically, if you haven't read it, and I highly recommend women and men maybe go out and seek out this book. It talks about when women back in the day, and it still happens, like when I'm at working with a group of girls, like in a theater setting, what have you, we tend to
cycle
on our periods.
Together.
Yep. It's interesting. So in the Red Tent, they talk about the women used to all go into the Red Tent together at the time when they had their periods because men were kind of grossed out by it.
Didn't they think women were evil
and
or like... Something
probably.
Like that.
Yeah, that's probably about right. You know, they couldn't put two and two together. The
yeah,
period
it's lack of understanding.
Babies.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the women, when they would go into the tent together, it would be this really important bonding time for them and togetherness because they were just hanging out together. So it's a really fascinating book.
Mm-hmm.
And heck, you know, sometimes when if I've got my period, I would love to like go hide and hang out and be able to just drop out for a minute and be like, I'm over here.
Eating chocolate.
Dropping out. Because you in the tent. But, you know, you got to just, it's just one of those things now that we don't talk about, especially would never talk about it in business. You have to just like pretend like nothing's happening and do your thing. But it does. The emotional thing happens for women. It's
undeniable. We do like emotionally swing. And what pisses me off about it is the stigma with it when you have someone who says, oh, you must be on your period.
Yeah, just so you know, gentlemen, that's about the best way for us to want to pull our gun out of our pocket and pop one in your...
We do not condone violence like on this show, even though we all have concealed weapons permits. I don't know how it runs in Texas with Walters, but...
Are you kidding? Yeah. It's Texas.
That's what I mean. Like, does it have to be concealed in Texas? I don't know, but... So no, here, we have our permits, so...
Okay, I was not serious about shooting anybody, but sometimes if a man or even a woman says, oh, she must be on the rag, like, it's just like the one of the meanest things, and it does make you want to, like, bitch slap someone at least. Yeah,
it's taken on such a negative context, but, you know, I think we got into this.
I didn't even know how this topic actually came was on up. Our list, but it was as we were reading the list.
I put it there.
Because Rachel is brave and she will just face these things.
Well, I think it was actually inspired by, once again, Regina Thomas Auer's book, Pussy, A Reclamation,
where she discusses your period. Because we talk about it so
much. Well, we just need to post our affiliate link. And but she discusses all of the things associated with down there for women. And, you know... And your period is part of that. It's something that women have been taught to downplay and disguise and cloak and shame and all of that stuff. And her whole platform is to try to really rejoice in the fact that we can create life and men can't. I mean, we need the men to do it, but we that's a power of ours, and to celebrate it rather than hide it and feel ashamed about it or feel, you know, disgusted by it. But, you know, it's sometimes an inconvenience, but it's also can be like a powerful moment.
Yeah, one of the thoughts that crosses my mind, I grew up on a ranch, farm/ranch, raising cattle. And I think as we get further away from those kind of earth roots, that we lose touch with what some of this is. But on our farm, you know, all the cattle, all the female cows got in cycle. And that was convenient, and it was, you know, how do you say, celebrated, because that created the fertility to, you know, have, keep on, you know, procreating there. So as we get further away from that touch of the earth, I think it becomes more taboo. There's that affiliation isn't there.
For sure. And also to really... actually tap into the cycle, the nature of the cycle. It's not just, you know, those few days where you're actually on your period, but the cycle leading up to that, and and how the female body, like, there's those times where you're right, I think it's right before your period, where you're just like, everything is so exciting, and you're like, it's the deal. It's like procreation and reproduction. That's why you get that way. So you just have to be in touch with it, and then recognize that there's going to be those certain days where your energy is not at its best. And if you can actually track it and pinpoint it, you could probably leverage it a little bit better, rather than just expect yourself to be, you know, on your A+ game when it's kind of one of your B or C days.
Until
and to hop on one of your comments there about leveraging it better, not just leveraging it for you, but as a guy, there is leverage benefits of knowing when that happens with your partner.
Right? Care to give us any other details on that comment?
Well, there are, if you,
Dr.
There,
Keith?
There are times to know when to step lightly.
Indeed.
There are times to know when maybe step otherwise.
Yeah, step up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Indeed. I mean, that's the point of the process, that we've really, I think, as a society, like, downplayed it of like, ooh, icky, and capitalize on selling tampons and, you know, forget that there's a lot to it. Gina, what do you think? She's just horrified.
if everybody could just see the look on Gina, it's usually you're making fun of me. If you could just see the look on Gina's face during this show, it is something else.
We should definitely put this on YouTube. So why do you
it's
feel
not often that I'm speechless and horrified at the
she
same
can't believe this is happening.
I feel bad so for why Doug are you who's horrified? Listening to yeah. this and editing it.
Why? He might maybe. Be hoping to learn something. Maybe. Well, and you know, I saw on Facebook the other day, I forget who it was, a friend of mine that posted, guys, what do you, or it was, first he started with women. Women, what do you want out of men? And then he posted it later. Okay, fine. Guys, what do you want out of women? Like, what do you want out of a relationship? And so the thing is men and women are always trying to understand one another. We probably never
oh,
really
is that
will,
the topic
but
we're talking about today?
You know,
yes.
Pulling the veil aside of trying to
yes,
understand
let's talk about
the
understanding men and women.
Other sex is could possibly be maybe that is our topic. We just had to lead in with the period for shock factor.
I don't know if people are still listening, but sure.
This could be our most downloaded episode today.
And
Tina.
I
you are
and
so
I
negative.
Will.
Are you on your period right now? Is that why you're so negative?
Well, you know what? Since you're going to go there, since you're going
to
no, well, no, because I do have something to say. It's not just about
okay, good
the period. It's about being a woman in general because there is a time you're probably not there yet, Rachel, but it's coming when you will hit premenopause, and you don't know when it's coming. And you live your life every month wondering, is this the month? Oh, it's done. And then 4 months later, oh, it's still here. That's a whole nother. You want to talk about the struggle is real?
Changes.
The struggle's real.
Totally. And it's yeah. a totally different world. And I know it's a tough one because I have had a lot of clients in that phase. When I was a fitness trainer and it was, I mean, I witnessed the struggle and I was
because
like,
because it also comes with hormonal swings. Which is sure. a whole nother, it's a whole nother, like when I was, for a while when I was doing a lot of one-on-one business coaching with entrepreneurs, and I was working with a lot of women who were premenopausal or menopausal, and they would say to me, you know, and I'd be like, okay, get your shit together, time block, structure, get this done, and they were like, Gina, you just don't understand, I'm so tired in the morning. I'm like, bullshit, get up. No, I'm drained. I'm so tired. I got to take a nap in the middle of the day. I'm like, what are these women talking about? Are they just complaining? No, they're not. It's part of that like hormonal thing that happens and you are still trying to stay really productive and effective and dealing with that. And you know, it's not something like, hey boss, I'm premenopausal right now. And that's why I'm not closing any sales today. Oh boy, emoji made you both speechless. Awesome.
But it kind of gets into the same question. Like one of the things Rachel brought up is how does it affect you in your day-to-day life, whether it's the changes that are going on as you approach menopause or just going through, you know, a 28-day cycle and hitting different points in that cycle. And so how do you approach work? You know, Rachel, you mentioned certain those days where you just get down and the hormone change and you get down and then it's just hard to, you know, put on the armor and get out and go fight. How do you do it? And what should others around you be aware of when you're doing it?
Well, I've always been the person that just like armors up. You know, I deal with chronic disease and all kind of stuff that so I just kind of armor up regardless. But I think the smart way to do it, not I mean if someone's out there struggling with it, I don't do it, but I would think that the smart way to do it is to just check your cycle. Like if it's a cycle, if you're not in the phase where Gina is where it's a little bit unpredictable, if it's in a cycle, then you can just start tracking your days on your calendar and say just do it for like 2 months. Say okay, this is the day I'm up, this is the day I'm down. And then see if it's consistent, then you can kind of know and strategize for like, okay, I'm going to take a personal day on this day because it's going to suck. Or just plan a day where you're going to do stuff. If it's one of your down days, plan activities that don't involve, you know, public facing moments, if mm-hmm. you can. You know, there's always stuff that we need to do in business that just takes time by yourself where you're like working mm-hmm. on stuff. On the flip side, sometimes when I'm down in the dumps, I need to not be alone. Mm-hmm. I need to be out doing something so that I'm not like going down into the valley.
It depends on the personality.
Yeah.
Now, here's another thing maybe Keith hasn't taken into consideration, because he really can't, but maybe he can. I don't know. There is the women listening, if they're still listening, will understand this. The, oh my God, it's a heavy day. You know what I'm talking about, Rachel?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, it's a heavy day, and like, I didn't bring a change of clothes. That's a serious... I mean, I've literally had people come up to me and be like, excuse me. I think you have your period. Right? Like, that's one of the most mortifying... Well, it's like a horrifying thing. Like, you're in the office, and everybody can see it. It's real. It happens.
Yeah, it does. And what the other thing about it is, like, anybody who's an adult who's out here trying to do some adulting shouldn't hold that against anybody, because anybody that's a grown woman past the age of, let's say, 13, they're going to have that issue. Yeah, but there's and it's like, it's not a fault of
right,
your
but
own,
there's
really.
Still this awkwardness that people don't know how to deal with it and talk mm-hmm. and in like in an office
don't.
Environment. I mean, what does Keith have to say? Because like, you're a man, you see a woman's like got, you know, she's got blood on her ass. Like, let's just be that overt with it. Oh, how does a man deal with that?
So me personally, I would ask, hey, do you need to run home and
see, and I would and I would be mortified, you know? I don't know.
Why?
I
it's just like, if so it's not just the same, but I mean, there are times when I've like taken my coffee and spilled it all over my white shirt and I gotta go home and change it. It's not the same thing, but why not be, you know, to me it's like, how do you just like, this happens, how do you get past it?
I think it's just a matter of confidence.
And if you're mortified, and you'll hear me say this time and time again, you got to own your own feelings. I'm not going to own them for you.
Really? I was really hoping you would, Keith.
So if you want to be mortified, be mortified. But here's your opportunity to...
Maybe I have some inner trauma or baggage. I'm going to have to explore this and I'll now write about it. That'll be my topic I write about tomorrow morning.
I think I'm pretty open about it, but I think it's because of my background as a dancer that I've spent so much time backstage with women, and it's such a personal, like, most of the time backstage everybody's like half naked and talking about, you know, and because we always cycle up, it's like we will text. I've texted a bunch of friends of mine before being in a cast and be like, okay, who has their fucking period right now? Because I just got mine. Like, what's going on? I just cycled up with you guys. And it happens. And I just, I'm not uncomfortable with it because it's like, you're not going to stop it unless you take drastic measures until nature decides to stop
and
it. It's just something for great, great
acceptance. Then there's moments
of.
In life when you celebrate it. Where you're like, yay, not pregnant. Woo!
Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Those
goodness.
Are big ones.
Right.
Yeah. Those times when I thought was worried I was pregnant at the wrong time, shit, man, you could like, I'd be happy to bleed publicly on the back of my business dress that day. Yes, not pregnant.
That could be the banner. What, I'm bleeding? Not pregnant. Winning.
Yeah, and then think about the opposite of that for women who are trying to get pregnant, and then that happens,
yes.
and then
it's
that
awful.
Was a down.
Yeah. Well, everything, you know, what's up for some may be down for others. So
it's true.
It's all part of the cycle.
Part of the cycle. So, well, speaking of cycles, men have cycles.
So this was a conversation I had last night, which is kind of part of the lead-in.
Yeah. Instigator.
So I was having a Yeah, I was having a conversation with a woman that mentors me, and we were out. And yesterday was not a good day for me. I was down. I was blah.
Really?
I had challenges all day long. I mean, and it was just doesn't happen very often. And I was telling her about this, and she goes, "Oh, so you were having your period?" And I'm like, and she's like, "That's kind of what it feels like." And she said, you know, one of the benefits of having the period is that you have the chance to feel the ups and downs. Because for me, I don't usually get that way. And so when it happens, it is like, it's really weird. It's like, what the F is going on? You know, what, you know, so there is some benefit. You know, we were talking about the benefits of being up and then down. It's, you know, it's the old roller coaster analogy. Without the downs, yeah, you don't have the ups. And then knowing what it is and recognizing the stages along it, and then knowing, okay, like Rachel said, oh, you know, 3 days later, this is where you start feeling really good. So knowing that's coming, you know, so there's, I think men not experiencing it, or maybe on a totally different cycle, but you said men do have a cycle. So what is,
well, I don't have all the stats in front of me, but there is a known phenomenon that men have their version of a period as they get older, because as their hormones change, especially as testosterone levels go down, mm-hmm, right? When your testosterone levels go down, it's kind of like, you know, estrogen levels, mm-hmm, going up or something like that. So they do, again, I don't have all the stats on it, I'll go look it up, but men do have that as they get older because their hormones change and they're a little bit out of balance.
I also think that it used to be, before we had, you know, everybody had iWatch on their wrist, or even clocks in general, that it used to be attached a lot to the cycle of, yes, the moon.
Correct.
And so that we forget sometimes, whether you believe in that kind of, you know,
voodoo
universe stuff. You can't deny that we are on a planet that's spinning around and going around the sun and the moon also, and the cycle of the moon. Like, it's a cyclic thing as well to, yeah, take note of, yeah, that I think affects us more than we know, because we're so consumed with what's going on down here on the earth under our feet. And,
well, the moon
heads,
does have impact, right? Like, mm-hmm, it affects the tides. It affects... It affects a lot of things, so of course it would affect your biology, I would think. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Yeah. I play one on stage.
Well, it's the same 28-day. I mean, they both have the same length, 28
exactly,
days. And there is some, you know, there are some women who believe that there is power in syncing themselves up with the lunar cycle.
How do you do that?
How do you do that?
Well, you can do that. You can change. I mean, if you're, for example, if you're on the pill.
Well, yeah, if you're on the pill, you can change
it. Start it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But if you're not on the pill.
I like that. I like
that. You can also do that by being around other women.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're so knowledgeable about the female anatomy, Keith.
He really is. He knows things that we don't know. And it's like a little embarrassing for me. Not for him.
I don't find it embarrassing.
Like, why does
I find
this man
it educational.
Know more about women things than I do in some categories?
I think it's because he wants to become an expert so that he can be of highest service to the world around him. Does this have anything to do with business? Let's see. What does this have to do with business? It does, though. I mean, it does. It's one of those things that it affects the work environment, because there's that aspect that Gina's talking about, like when you're on your period and you're like worried about if something's going to happen, and that kind of thing that you wouldn't actually mention, mm-hmm, to your boss, of like, I'm having a really anxious day because I'm on my period. Whether you have a female boss or a male boss, like, it's just not something that you probably would say. Like, mm-hmm, they'd be like, pull yourself together.
Well, there is some, you know, reality in people who don't understand it. And while Keith's a little more in touch with his feminine side, and so he can be empathetic and understanding, but there are people who are going to be like, she's on the period, and that's like, she's emotional. Like, there's still a stigma that you're going to have that in the, mm-hmm, work environment.
which could be viewed as a reason not to put a woman in a position.
Could be.
And
right.
If,
yeah. Could be you're too emotional to make a decision.
Mm-hmm. So think about, then how do you, you know, Rachel, you were talking about it as you know, we were telling your boss that, but what if you have, in a situation of women in power, women in leadership positions, you know, do people look up to that woman and when things aren't going well, that just becomes the blame that, oh God, she's on her period now. So watch out, avoid her.
I mean, I've been guilty of saying that about another woman.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, I mean, I've been guilty of it. Like, oh, she's on her period. You don't want to go near her today. Stay away. Don't go ask her for anything.
Well, and I also think if we can learn to be understanding, especially as women, that I sometimes am not approachable when I'm having one of those days. So then it's most gracious of me to be understanding when another woman is, and knowing that it's this too shall pass, and to just have a little grace about it for a minute, or just learn to be more, be a little bit more open. I mean, I know that's one, another thing going back to the dressing room of dancers. If I'm having my period, everybody mm-hmm. else is going to know it. Like, first of all, everybody else probably has their period, but usually I'll walk in and be like, yep, not having a good day, on the rag, y'all, sorry in advance, you know? And when you can be that open, then people can know. I mean, it's actually really great, because then people kind of just avoid me when I'm acting like a wacko.
Hey, I've always been the first to, even if it's not a period, be to like, I've told employees, I'm like, not the day to talk to me. This is a Gina bad day. I'm in a bad mood day, and so I'm just forewarning everybody.
Well, it seems to me like it would be better to say something like that, like what you just said, Gina, to say, today is not a good day. It's not happening for me. I apologize in advance. You know, it's better than biting someone's head off with no explanation.
Yeah, and I think as women, we're a little bit better at communicating that. Whereas if a man's having a bad day, I don't think he's going to communicate that.
Yeah.
We lost Keith.
This must have been too much for him.
can you hear me? We can't see
you. Oh, we can hear you.
Oh, there we
go. Oh, there we are. Oh, there I'm sorry.
We thought we'd gone too far.
He's like, out. I am out.
I think Gina would be the one to bail on this one.
You're probably right.
Okay, so I will let you in on... This one's going really...
Oh, God.
So I am on the pill because I do not need any more babies. I love how many I have already. However,
how many you have?
I have one, and then I have an adopted boy. So there you go. Yeah. But I am on a birth control pill that I only have my period every like 3 months, because I kind of would rather have it only once every 3 months. And so, you know, that's my choice, because I understand, like I've been talking about in this whole episode, I accept the fact that it's a really natural process, but yet I want to control it for my own, the way that I like my lifestyle to be. And it's interesting that those options are out there, that they've been created, like, you know, that I can bypass it with this cycle of pills that I take.
It's fascinating.
Yes or no, I don't know. But
again,
you know, there's women out there that are wondering, like, what do I do with this? It's, you know, if it's such an inconvenience that to you in your active lifestyle, and that's the main reason, is because it's, you know, for an active lifestyle.
Maybe a pharmaceutical company should be our sponsor for the pill.
Maybe.
So there's an interesting article, and I'll send it to put the link on the site. But it's period power, periods in the workplace, but it. One thing that's interesting here, it says in Norway, one company tried having people wear red place. 3, 2, 1. In Norway, one company tried to have people wear red bracelets to show they were
Shut
on
up.
Their period.
Come on.
How'd that
come
work
on
out?
Why? Why?
Well, it said tried. It did say it worked.
Why would you even try that? Like, why don't you just like give me the red scarlet letter, the scarlet letter A, like, to wear on my chest?
Yeah.
I would prefer a red garnet sparkly tiara. That I would wear and be like,
there you go. Yeah.
I'm placing my red tiara on. Do not fuck with me today.
That is such, that's so, like.
Oh, a DNF label, yes.
So was it a requirement of the company to wear the bracelet? Oh, or was it just an experiment?
Yeah, I think it was an experiment.
Who came up with that? Who came up with that idea?
Fuck this.
You know what we should do?
Wow.
We should make them all wear red bracelets. I wish I could do like an accent in that country. I can't. What country was that?
Norway.
You sure you can? You're so good at accents.
This month we will wear
that's
the
French
red bracelets. Oh yeah, it is.
It's Dolph. What does Dolph say?
Red bracelets for everybody.
I would love to get one of those women on an interview. Like that would be really
it's
interesting.
Probably a lawsuit. Right now, you probably haven't stumbled on that yet. There's a lawsuit, it's a class action suit suing for making us wear red bracelets.
Well, and pulling it back to you, I'm right now reading Nell Merlino's book, and she's talking. There's the section I just read, she's talking about one point in her life where she was imagining this ideal place for women that included, you know, a spa, it included childcare, it included a yes. co-working space that was ideal. And then an organic food court
and
on
an ice
of the
cream
levels.
Shop for when you're on your period and you need ice
and
cream.
An ice cream. Chocolate fountain on level 3. But, you know, how nice would it be for going back to that red tent thing of women, you know, having a little bit more of a celebratory nature of mm-hmm. our periods rather mm-hmm. than such a negative shameful connotation. Okay. And I mean, you know, I don't run around flaunting it except for obviously
on my public podcast. I
think
we should start infusing that into cultures. Keith, you could go around and start a whole new trend of period celebrations. An email can go out. Everybody celebrate. It's Rachel's period today. Stop by cubicle and congratulate her. And bring her a cupcake.
Chocolate.
Yes, bring her a cupcake.
Bring her a red velvet cupcake.
Or the right Girl Scout cookies.
Tagalongs in the red box.
Yes. Oh my God. Well, I think what you just said, Rachel, and I don't know where we are time-wise, but a great message, exactly what you said. Embrace it, and it's part of the natural cycle. So why, and we you know, is in today's world, it's, you know, non-GMO, organic, natural. Why is this not part of the embracing that natural cycle?
Well, I think it's one level up from the effort in society right now to be more accepting of breastfeeding. And now they're, you know, that's become, it's more and more becoming a platform for women of like, why should I be ashamed of something that's so natural? And the period is, our periods are a little more messy than that sometimes. I mean, sometimes it just happens, but it's not going away until a certain age of woman. And then it gets even more messy, apparently, according to Gina. It's difficult. So
don't you have heavy days? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, for sure. And I don't know what the solution is except for, and because no matter what we say, it's still going to be a really uncomfortable thing for most women, and especially young girls who are just coming to terms with, really, this is going to happen to me every month now for the rest of my life, basically? That
well, you know
sucks.
What?
How to get around that.
Like, right, I was not, and I'm still not sure if I'm totally bought into this topic. Oh, I hope the audio doesn't get lost. who's controlling what now? No, I won't do that. But I could. I think my resistance comes from, like most everything, from a childhood trauma, right? Like, my mother did not want to have the conversation about it.
Well, I mean, just think about it this way. How this right here, the fact that two women and a man are sitting here talking about a woman's period, like, that's progress.
True.
Just that. The fact that we're able to have this conversation right now. Like, I mean, you know, 50 years ago, would that even ever happen?
True.
No.
No way. No
Keith
way.
Keith is leading the way for men to talk about it.
And so I could, I could tell you about going shopping as a kid with my mom. And when it was time to buy, you know, female products, my mom always had an excuse to send me to the other side of the store to get something while she picked it out and put it in the cart. It was, I mean, that's the kind of level that, which was a little bit funny because my dad and I are out here working with these
menstruating cattle
and yeah, and you know, I'm delivering them and all this kind of stuff. So, you know, it's,
but I, again, it's like,
it was kind of a yeah, dichotomy
stigma
of,
around it.
But yeah, that was the norm stigma at that
all
point.
All right. So what are, right, what can our listeners, our Warners take away from today's episode of Women and Keith, that your mother warned you about?
Well, my main thing is, and I'm glad that we talked about this uncomfortable subject, I'm the mother of a young girl, you know, and my goal is for her to not grow up with such a stigma around it and to not be so ashamed of the natural things that are going on with her body, to understand these things without fear so that she can walk with more confidence through life. And in the world that we're moving into, where we can discuss these things. So, you know, as a mom, I would hope that the Warners can take away that it's our responsibility and our privilege in today's world to help raise our daughters to be more informed and to be more confident about something that they should not be ashamed of. And there's so much shame wrapped up in being a young girl these days. And if I could have said one thing in this podcast to help take that away from somebody, then I've done my job in this lifetime. Mic drop.
Excellent.
That's really good.
I mean, what more can be said?
Anyone else?
What's that?
I said, anyone else?
I think my commentary goes back to, in general, the cycle for a woman in general, right? Whether it's period or premenopause or menopause, these things happen. They affect you. They impact you. They impact how you get your job done in the business that you do. And, you know, you also want to look at the culture that you work in. Like, you want to work in a culture that's going to be compassionate and not, you know, just not a bunch of morons that can't grasp that and have emotional intelligence around it. So choose the culture that you work in. And if you're not a woman, realize that women go through a variety of different phases, including the thing like, I don't know when my period's coming. Thought it was over. It's not. Or is it? I'm emotional. I'm not. I might be emotional in a month. I might not be. Like, that's just our reality.
You will be. You're always emotional.
This is true. I am always emotional, Keith. And it's heightened during certain times. So I will, yes. I'll call you and are. I'll warn you, okay? I'll give you a heads up.
I've been warned.
You've been warned.
Keith, any takeaways on ladies
so
and
many.
Their periods?
So many. I could never walk in your lady's shoes in this. But, you know, for, a couple things. One is I look at it just from a pragmatic perspective, which is, look, this happens. And even ignoring it or making fun of it or whatever doesn't change it. So how do you embrace it and understand what it is and so forth? And my recommendation to guys is if you're in a relationship with somebody, understand this happens. And then, by the way, your calendar app will handle 28-day recurring events to watch out for things or to take advantage of things or whatever. But, I mean, understand the different points of it. I mean...
And P.S. men, just,
and recognize
and PS
it.
To men, here's a little tip. Never, ever make a comment like, you must be on your period.
Well, you should know.
You should already know it, and then you shouldn't say anything about it.
If you're with somebody you're in a relationship with, yes, but not at work.
Well, either way, you shouldn't, like, the significant man in my life shouldn't be like, oh, you must be on your period. He's going to get backhanded. Or in Rachel's case, she's going to pull out a gun.
It's kind of like saying, calm down. That never works. It's not a good idea.
Breathe.
All right.
Breathe deeply.
It's time to wrap up this show. I love these shows. We call it the threesome recordings. It's kind of loose. We don't really have a very structured opening or closing.
Quite a loose threesome this was today.
I'm just gonna leave it there. It is time for us to go, Warners. I'm Gina Tremarco. You can learn more about me at GinaTremarco.com, and I'm gonna let my co-host finish talking and closing this riveting episode.
I'm Rachel Pitts, mom, realtor, and creator of The Closing Curve, and you can find all about us at womenyourmotherwarnedyouabout.com, including Keith. You can find out how to reach him there and give him your thoughts on this episode. And any closing thoughts, Keith? I think that could possibly be our highest rated show.
I hope you're right, period.
This really will get serious soon.
Yeah, it doesn't have to. I don't think anybody wants it to be serious.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit SellorDieNetwork.com.